reading and sermon by Pastor Daniel Krieger and guest preachers of the Word. Learn more about Zion Lutheran Church, the Christian faith, subscribing to this program, and joining us in person next Sunday for the entire Divine Worship by visiting zionhiawatha.org. Now God's Word.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our first scripture reading is found in your Bibles in the book of Revelation. We read Revelation 7, found on page 1323 in your pew Bibles, beginning at verse 9. After this I looked, and behold, a great multitude that no one could number, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes with palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." And all the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures. And they fell on their faces before the throne and worshipped God, saying, "Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Then one of the elders addressed me, saying, "Who are these, clothed in white robes, and from where have they come?" I said to him, "Sir, you know." And he said to me, "These are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore they are before the throne of God and serve Him day and night in His temple. And He who sits on the throne will shelter them with His presence. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more. The sun shall not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb in the midst of the throne will be their shepherd, and He will guide them to springs of living water. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." This is the word of the Lord. Our second reading is from the first epistle of John, found on page 1311. And we read 1 John chapter 3, beginning at verse 1. "See what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God. And so we are. The reason why the world does not know us is that it did not know Him. Beloved, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet appeared. But we know that when He appears, we shall be like Him, because we shall see Him as He is. And everyone who thus hopes in Him purifies himself as He is pure." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please rise out of respect for the reading of the gospel. The Holy Gospel is written in the Gospel according to St. Matthew, found on page 1034, and we read Matthew 5, beginning at verse 1. "Seeing the crowds, Jesus went up on the mountain, and when He sat down, His disciples came to Him. And He opened His mouth and taught them, saying, 'Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. This is the gospel of the Lord. Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God, our Heavenly Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus. Amen. A text is based on your gospel lesson for today, although for many years I have struggled trying to understand why they selected Matthew chapter 5 to be part of All Saints' Day. I'll explain that in a minute. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in the spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed, 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 blessed." Slightly paraphrasing there. This is our text. What is a saint? Well, there's various definitions of that. In some quarters of Christianity, you have to, at a bare minimum, have lived a very virtuous life. A life that is attested to by scores of people as being full of good deeds. You have to be dead. And at some point, there has to be at least two miraculous events that are credited to you. Well, that lets me out. And all of you. Commonly, I think we at least think that in order to be a saint, you have to at least have died. And so what is Matthew 5 doing here on All Saints' Day? But as I continue to ponder this, it's apparent that Scripture has a different definition of what it means to be a saint. And to be a saint doesn't necessarily mean you've had to have lived a virtuous life. In fact, all of you, when you came here this morning, as I've so frequently noted, confess that virtuous living is not part of your life. I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess to you all my sins and iniquities with which I have ever offended you and justly deserve your temporal and eternal punishment. You are not virtuous people. I'm not just saying that. You said that. Your life is such that you claim to deserve eternal death and hell. How could you be saints? But interestingly, as you explore Scripture, it is not our goodness, it is not our great deeds that make saints. In fact, it has to do with exactly the opposite. It has to do with how we regard our weaknesses, our failings, yes, even our sins. What scripturally makes a saint is not the good you do, but it's the fact that because of God, you no longer fear those things that the rest of the world fears. Scripturally, it's fascinating that all the things that the world would define as being unblessed are precisely the things that God Himself, in the person of Jesus, says are blessed. For instance, as in our gospel lesson for today, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn. I've been with a lot of you as you've been mourning. Did you feel particularly blessed in that moment? Blessed are the meek, for they shall be comforted. And you get down to the bottom here. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Ever been persecuted for doing something good? Did you feel blessed in that moment? And yet it's not just here in the Gospel of Matthew, but all throughout the Scriptures where the tables seem to be turned. Paul the Apostle in his life once had something which I don't think he considered to be a blessing. He called it a thorn in the flesh. And on many different occasions, he went to God as saying, God, please take this away from me. He thought it was a hindrance to his life. And then finally, God speaks to him. And let me see if you can fill in the blanks. He said to him, for my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Not strength, but weakness. That's where God delivers His blessings. In mourning, in meekness, and hunger and thirst for righteousness, and enduring persecutions, in the moment of confession. We think it's our goodness, at least by our own sinful nature, that makes us saints. But often that's a hindrance. So many times I've watched people in my ministry struggling to at least maintain the outward appearance of sainthood. They really look like great and wonderful people on the outside. And then, at least on a few occasions, they show up in my office and tell me about things that have gone on in their lives. Things that they have been keeping hidden because they feel so ashamed. And yet these are the very things that have been destroying them, not only eating them up inside, but driving their behaviors, driving their relationships in ways that are destructive. They thought that by keeping them hidden, by living a life of fear of their weaknesses and of their sins, that that was somehow the path to a greater life. And it's not until the moment of confession, where we fall before God and seek His grace, where we unabashedly admit in specific ways the horror about our own lives, that the healing finally begins. My grace is sufficient for you. My power is made perfect in weakness. Yes, I've been with you when you've been mourning, many of you. But I've also seen a lot of blessings poured out in those moments. It's particularly in those times of our lives where we realize how great and wonderful is that precious hope that God has given us in the death and resurrection of Jesus. And it is in death that God Himself reveals His greatest glory. God is glorious. God is almighty. But particularly as you read through, for instance, the Gospel of John, it is not in those worldly moments of power and glory and honor from, a worldly point of view that God Himself sees His greatest glory or considers His greatest victory. It's when He sends His Son, our Lord Jesus, into weak human flesh. God becomes a baby, helpless, unable to do anything for Himself. And though with a word He can strike down a band of soldiers coming to arrest Him, He lets them drag Him away, allows Him to be whipped and mocked, and finally nailed to a cross and lifted up before the whole world as an object of mockery. But Jesus Himself said, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so the Son of Man must be lifted up. And it's in that moment where Christ was on public display before the entire world that God finds His greatest moment of glory. My power is made perfect in weakness. It's not the great things we do in the sight of the world that makes us saints. It's in letting go of our fears and our worries and our doubts and especially our guilt and giving them to God that we hear from the words of God, blessed. Where we become pure in His sight. Not because of some purity that we possess, but with robes made white in the blood of the Lamb, who became weak so that we may not fear weaknesses anymore. This, my friends, is what makes us saints. And why, even though there's no dead people in the gospel lesson for today, Matthew chapter 5 was selected as the reading for All Saints' Day. It is not the things that the world glorifies that makes us saints. But blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. Blessed are the merciful. Blessed are the pure in heart. Blessed are the peacemakers. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake. For theirs is the kingdom of heaven. May God help us to cling unto our belief that we have nothing to fear in all these things or all the other things with which the world assaults us. Not because we can conquer them by our own reason or strength, but because in our Lord Jesus Christ, they have been conquered for us. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds through faith in Jesus. Amen.
This program is a production of Zion Lutheran Church, Hiawatha, Iowa. Copyright, all rights reserved. Unless otherwise indicated, the scripture reading used in this program is from the Holy Bible, English Standard Version, ESV. Copyright 2001 by Crossway, a publishing ministry of Good News Publishers. Used by permission, all rights reserved. Hymn 556, Dear Christians, One and All Rejoice, was provided by LutheranTimeOut.org. Learn more about the Christian faith and joining us next Sunday in person by visiting ZionHiawatha.org.